Welcome back once again to the Victor Ballstar podcast. I know my hair's a little bit of a mess. I should have combed it a little bit, but it is what it is. We got a very special one here. This one's the last one before we tap into 4K and ND filters. But this one was really good. I don't know why this one, the picture and the color on this was different. I'm still trying to figure out why, but I'll let you guys know what I'm thinking and how why it is that way when we get to it. Maybe I messed around with some settings, so tap in. Slow-mo, 120 frames a second for sure. 135. Beautiful lighting. Rack is off, also a little soft, but on the phone it looks amazing. That one's pretty smooth.
This is who we are. This is where we're at. You guys got me?
Yes, sir.
This is where we're at. We're a focused team. We're ready to go. We believe in what we do. We believe in each other, and we rally around them. Good, bad, or indifference, we rally back. We need some good times, we need some bad times tonight. That's not how it is. It's a football game. What you're going to do in the good times is continue to run. What you're going to do in the bad times is continue to pick each other up, because the good times are coming again.
That's a crispy shot.
We have a game plan that we think is going to stop them. Whoever executes that is going to be the team that wins. We know that now. We have people who are putting in the time and putting in the execution. That's how it's going to go.
The picture is good.
That journey. I don't know why. Our journey is going to keep going. Now, saying this, this isn't the end of the journey. This is a test. Tonight is a test. This is a midterm. This is getting us ready for the really big three. The three is the only thing that gets us in the playoffs, fellas. And all said that this gets you on the map in Orange County. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you get on the map in Orange County. That's just doing the stuff that you deserve. What has to happen is we gotta get the playoffs. So our fight is down the line. Tonight is about getting better on every single play. So good, bad, and different. We win the game.
It's a beautiful shot.
We lose the game, we're not eliminated from CIS.
Right there.
What did you do to get better? One of the things I challenge myself all the time, as a coach, when I go home and I sit down and reflect, the reflection is, what can I do to get better?
I think I'm on the 7,200, not the 135.
Physically, sometimes you see them, sometimes people lie on it, they didn't look as big as I thought. Doesn't mean you're not good. You must stay low. You are going to win. Just because you size that guy up and say, okay, they're going to be big, and they're going to stay big. And they're not going to get low. They don't do it. We watched it. Dougie was here, right? Darian, Dan, we were here, right? Hi. They're all trying to block like this. That's what they're doing. If you stay down, we're going to get in good shape. Stay down and go. Don't sit there and try to read to see what they're doing. Hit them every time and go. They're not going to be ready for that. They haven't played the people we play. They have. We're here. I mean, non-joking. You've seen them against Franchise. You've seen them against Boston Bengals. You've seen them against this team. Hey. They played Orange. Orange is a pretty good team. Orange don't do what we do. So they can come in and put eight guys in the box and come and tackle. They got to come and guard us.
Yes, sir.
That's what they got to do. They got to guard us every time.
Keep fighting.
Keep coming to the next guy every single time. Execute.
Keep going. Doesn't matter if we fall down in distance, we still find a way to get it out. All right? Doesn't matter. We've been down in distance and we just come. Because
this is the play right here.
Each other. That's it. That's all we need. One more stop because they're not going to stop us all night. They are not going to stop it. Let's get this pooch. Let's find a way to get this pooch right now. We can get this pooch and turn it back. They're going to chase us the rest of the game. All right? They do not have an answer for our speed. They do not have an answer for our offense. They do not have an answer for staying low. D-line, I'm telling you guys are doing a tremendous job. Keep staying low, keep swimming, redirect those guys, let the linebackers come, all right? We've been there time and time again and ready to go, all right? That's all we have to do. All right, you ready to rock?
Yes, sir.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go, 24 minutes. 24
Crystal.
Minutes.
Crystal.
3, ready, 1, 2, 3,
go! Back to the cane. Don't get better than that.
Yeah.
Dan Abana. I told you not to pick against him.
Let's get that man!
I got tears in my eyes. My dreams all I got and I'll die for it. If I love it with a passion, I'ma ride for it.
Alright, obviously an emotional video. I think two things. One, for some reason I for sure filmed at 120 frames a second. I may have exported at 30 frames a second, but that's something I gotta go back and check. I wanna say I switched between the 135mm L lens mounted onto the Sony and the 7200 L lens mounted onto the Sony. A little shaky like we've seen before. I don't know. I want to say it's also the lighting from the stadium. This is probably the best lighting. This in Baldwin Park that you'll see down the stretch is the best lighting we've had on stadiums. And lighting is key. If you know anything about video, the higher you got to crank up your ISO, the grainier your footage. And this is just silky smooth. There's not much grain anywhere in the film. Maybe right here since it's cranked up, which was Sean Hester. Where we at? But even then, there's not much grain. Look at the clarity. For sure, the lens made a difference, L lens, and the lighting. The lighting was just beautiful here. Focusing was a lot better. Didn't miss as many plays as I have. But then I made up for the net. Like, this stuff is, I don't know, it's clean. I want to say I was on the 7200 for most of it, if not all of it. Because that's a beautiful lens. It could have been a whole multitude of things, truthfully. Let's break down a couple of things. One, 120 frames a second, beautifully filmed. Shaky, of course, but that's, you know, there's not a lot of big in-body stabilization on the Sony A6300. Not even full frame, it's a crop sensor. The one thing that did help me out was the slow-mo, the nice close-up shots, smooth, dropping it down. And I think on this one, when these boys are moving at full speed, it is at 103-104% to make them look a little faster, and it's not so where it looked like Charlie Chaplin. Right here, the speaking's at 100%. I made up for it by showing these big plays, and this was big. Like I said, we were predicted to lose like 17-42. We ended up coming down up in the third and fourth quarter. We were down by 2 touchdowns. Anthony, this was top 10 in OC. One of the plays, I think, was number 7 in OC. This play right here. Boom, hit Rashawn Hester. 4 steps inside. Touchdown. We get him on a three and out. Right here, defensive stop. Boom, start rolling. And then a couple seconds left, we run Frisco, back shoulder to Kane. Right there, beautiful. A couple inches over his hand, feet inbound, that's the game winning. The excitement, I remember we were down and I prayed. I was praying to win because, you know, I cared about my guys, bro. I want my people to eat. I want them to win. This is the game winning tackle, JD tackles. I think Mike Carrillo, he ended up playing for us in the All-Star game later in the year. I ended up coaching him at running back. And that's all it really was. It was a beautiful victory all in all. The color was nice. I think picture profile, I did not make any changes. I did add saturation to the blues, and I put a LUT down. Actually, first I did an adjustment layer. I probably put a LUT, and I put like 30% just to make different colors pop. And I did another adjustment layer on top and added saturation to only the blue. So on Premiere, you got this color wheel, and you can put little pen dots on the circle. And you can make certain hues pop more. So I just go from like the lowest blue to the highest blue. Make my pen marks and drag it up. And all in all, I think this video was very, very slow-mo heavy. And it's one of the ways I got around that shaky footage. It's shaky because when you have an L-lens camera with a different in-body stabilization mounted on a mount that goes into an E-mount, that's where you have a little bit of issues. And that's why there was not a lot of stabilization. The stabilization the following year, where I got a 7200 G Master for the Sony, that's where you got beautiful stabilization through lenses. Right here with the slow-mo is the only way I can get away with it. If not, there's a bunch of little shakes and jolts. And obviously, over time, I get better at it. You'll see in the next video some beautiful, beautiful growth. And it's by 2 decisions. Then we'll get to that when we get to the next video. And that's where you get from level here to here. And it's just by getting better on the equipment. But you can get all the new equipment you want. But when you understand story, like we did, we got coach speaking. We got the boys not having a winning pass and coming out and winning and fighting and learning how to be good. That's where we get better. And that's where it gets beautiful. And that's where you get nice storytelling. And also, by the way, shout out to the Ballstar Brothers podcast, the podcast with me and my brother. We talk a lot about some old videos we did and the story behind it. The camera quality is horrible in those videos. But when you go back and look at solely the story, and you could put it, say you slap 8K on there, that's where you get all the cred is the story. Story is king. And that's where I try to get better on these. So all in all, it's a decent project, doing our best, getting better, cool, clean, and crispy. And I think we'll just leave it at that. If you have any questions, concerns, and stuff you want to see, just comment down below, and we'll try to tap in. Goodbye.